You, anything you can imagine, you got problems in it. So you looked at beautiful, but you didn't leave it the way that God preserved it. God says, leave one here every 7 years, the ground to take care of itself. We do nothing. We fertilize it, more dirt, more field, more DDT, more all that stuff. And by the time we get, oh, beautiful fruit, and we eat it. We don't even know. What's to happen? Well, let me tell you something. It's one faith what I got. It's another faith, the faith of God in me. The faith of God in me is not something that stands up in the clouds because somebody said so, but God's word tells me this is the case, this is the fulfillment of my word, this is what's going to happen, and God said so. I believe we're having faith, but faith must be purified by the word. So many times, you know, we pray and we're supposed to have the faith of God. The scripture makes the distinction. Look in John 8, when he speaks about the Jews. He says, these Jews believe, remember, they have faith, believe in Christ. And those that believe in Christ, this is, if you're Abraham's seed, he says, why do you come to kill me? And then Jesus, the same ones that believe in Christ, he called them generation of vipers, you have your father the devil. The same ones that believe in Jesus. Why? That was self-faith and not God's faith. And then what happens? If we're basing that only instead of the Word of God, if it's the Word of God, fine. Then you have a deterioration, collapse, and problems ahead. That's what you're going to have. That's what you're going to have. But Noah was there waiting. All these mighty men that you see, kings and weapons and everything, nothing will survive. It will be dissolved. God can stand up today in the greatest nation and confuse them like in the days of Babel, that they don't even know what they are talking about and what they are doing. You know that? They don't even know there's a button to press to kill the people. They don't even know the difference. But God, now no man can escape the judgment of God. There's no way to escape, but it was revealed to Noah by faith. Faith, of course, not by sight, not by reason. Not I think this, because God said this, then this is going to work. And this is, you don't go by comparison. You go by the purity of the Word of God. You don't take creation and hybrid it. You don't take an eagle and have you right here sitting and a chicken on the other side and you look both of them. You look at the eagle, you say he got a beak. He got two legs. He got wings. And you look at the chicken, has the same thing. The eagle takes off and flies up in the sky. You tell the chicken, fly, 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 I believe it. It doesn't work. Because the chicken to begin with. Am I right? You would be in the barn. But if God says an eagle is going to fly. God now looks at Noah. Noah, of course, a faithful man. And in Hebrews, you read this about the chapter of faith. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. God will warn you about things that there's not yet. Sometimes you get little warnings. Have you ever tried to go somewhere and something stops you and says, no, I don't feel right. I better go back. Have you ever done that? I've done many times. Because something tells you inside, you feel funny. Sometimes you feel funny around people. You don't want these people. They bother you. There's something wrong there. You know? And they might have the best smile, the best handshake, and everything else. Unless you feel right in your spirit with God, stay away from it because there's trouble, because God warns us. Some people expect to see a big sign up in heaven, stay away from John Doe. No, it's not like that. God is in you in the Holy Spirit and warns you and keeps you all the time. I like that, don't you? You know, you don't have to get something from your dresser in the morning to put it in your pocket to say, that's going to keep me. Any place you go, he's there. Satan tried to scare you with dreams, and you get up and rebuke the devil and says, devil, leave me alone, because he's in me right here. I don't have to chase with the pastor. He's in me. God looks at these things. Faith warns us of things not seen yet. And when Noah was warn about what's going to happen, his faith was greater and greater and greater. God is going to do it. Why? Because God said so. He's going to destroy. He stood against the heretics, mockers, and everything else around him. And he stood there, and God kept him. Nature is governed by what we see. It's governed by what we sense. But that's not faith. We can become very emotional and say, I believe it, I believe it. And go back home and say, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. I don't care how many times you say it. You see, you don't do nothing. You surrender to him that does it all. I have the greatest problem there. To realize, it's one thing to preach, friends, that he's in control of everything. It's another thing to try to help God, what God wants to do. But if we let God have his way. A man said to me one time, Brother David, I'm no good because of this and that. The other day, a brother called. He says, I was sitting there in bed, and he says, I just start thinking about myself, how bad I have been, and so on. And he says, I just felt terrible bad. You know, I couldn't sleep. I got up. I said, why don't you read Hebrews 10? That he took all your sins and your iniquities away. He doesn't remember them anymore. What do you remember them for? What kind of business you got in that kind of stuff? You give room to the devil and then you say, I got a prayer request. I don't feel good. Get rid of the thoughts of the devil. Say, I believe what God said. He doesn't remember my sins and iniquities. What do you have to do with me, devil? All of us who can be defeated by circumstances around us. And the worst part of all is myself and yourself. God now looks at this kind of faith. Faith is governed only by the Word of God, what he said. And then the Holy Spirit in there comes in and picks up that Word. And you don't have to make yourself to believe it. You don't have to say, I'm going to fast to believe it. But you surrender, so he'll give you that faith of God to believe what he said. We have so much high breeding of self-made. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. Wait. There are saved loved ones, children, parents, and so on. You say, what am I going to do about that? Panic? No. Just stay on the Word of God. Lord, you promised my household. Correct? You promised me. I'll tell you a subject that you can study to blow your brains away completely. Take, for example, Rahab the harlot. The scripture calls her as a hero of faith. In Hebrews, 11. A hero of faith. Who she was? A harlot in the middle of the wall. They had to jump from one side to another and so on. She knew the tricks. But God destroyed the whole city except herself and her household. And her household. Now, I don't want to get into these doctrines, but let me ask you something. Noah believed in God and his household got saved with him. You know that? How many of them were real Christians? I don't know. I hope each one of them. But I have no evidence in the scriptures that his son-in-law said, I'm preaching the same thing. But God preserved them. Somehow put that faith in them. This led me when Brother Brian preached and he said, there was an instinct in the animals to start moving to the door of the ark two at a time. And there was no way for Noah to be chasing elephants and cows and everything else to bring them in there. To begin with, number one will eat the other. And nothing will survive but a big war in the ark. But God kept them. There was an instinct in there. And when God gives you that instinct to move closer to him, nothing is going to stop you, friends. You're going to find that door and walk in there. Something God has to do in your heart and my heart to lead us there. And then God takes over from there. And then what happens? God solves all the problems. Now, at the time of Noah, it was not a sign of destruction by the judgment coming. Nothing at all. The Word of God still remains the same, whatever it happens. The same, the same, the same. Never changes. But you see, we are promised that faith is something not seen as yet. not seen as yet. You know, I had one time a young person tell me, Brother David, a couple came over to talk to me. She says, I want to go to church and feel. So I just didn't say anything, closed my mouth. You know, we don't walk by feeling. We walk by faith before God. What do you want to feel? The judgment is coming? No, forget the judgment is coming. There's no question about it. Start getting closer to God. You can feel exactly the opposite sometimes what God said, but if you look at the Word of God, it changes you to believe what God said. And it's not by feeling. It's by faith in the Word of God. That's why. We are not saved by how I feel. The thing that I remember is the great blessing of God that at the time of salvation, He just don't even know what you're doing. I like that. Because then God takes over and does the job right. A person grabs you and says, you have to sit in this chair, you have to raise your left hand, you have to say amen, you have to do that, you have to do that. The person leaves, he has done it all and he never got salvation. But one of them said, the Spirit of God start working in you. And you come in touch with the Holy Spirit. There's something happens to you that you don't need instruction. You know what you need? More of Him, and He'll reveal you everything. He'll talk to you about everything. When you are preaching, and we say, this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong, you know what that proves about this is wrong, this is wrong? The only thing it tells us is not legalism, do and don't. It tells us that we have to get closer to God because what we're doing and the fruits are not what the Scripture tells us we're supposed to do. So what happened? We make another step closer. The time of Noah, it was not even a sign. Nothing there. Nothing to look at. Nothing to base your faith on. But just Noah with the Word of God stood there. God said so. God said so. Faith today looks like a fiction to the people. You know that? It looks like a fiction. Says, what is that? A crazy man and a crazy woman say this and that. Why? They don't really know anything about salvation. They're in insanity. They're crazy to begin with. You know? I was talking to a minister. I remember one time I was over at working at Princeton. And I went there in the reference area and they were discussing about the new tricks, how to get the money of the members. A course, now I think this thing of it, a course teaching the students how to get the money from the people. What in the world is going on? You know, where is the Holy Ghost? Leave the people alone. Let God speak to them. Don't worry about it. Go on with God. And God now, faith does not wait to see a thing. Nothing at all. We were told that God would destroy this world by fire. If you check very close the days of Noah, take the days of Lot. These people came out of the street knocking the door. And Noah says, take my own daughter. Has never been touched by a man, but they wanted man. What was it? A bunch of gays. Look at it today. Look where we're going. If you study any national, any important issues, if you study them, take the Supreme Court case that they're studying now, if they will allow gays in the Boy Scouts. What do you expect? If you were a mother, we'll take your boy out of there. Tell them they can have it. Leave me alone. Correct? What are we doing anyway? We destroy everything. And what's left? Nothing but destruction. We are worse than the days of Noah right now. Christianity has been hybrid so much, they don't know which direction to go, the people. So now it was the Word of God which sustained the heart of Noah during his long course of service. The same Word sustained us today. God said so. But that's why, friends, if I read something and I preach about something, if I feel guilty, I don't care. I'm going to still preach it. You know why? I have a place to go back and repent before God. But if I compromise, what happens? Destruction. Say as it is. If it applies to me or to you, say like it is. That's what it is. God now, how Noah could preach for 120 years he had not had the word of God thrown out, but he kept it. God said so. He waited. Keep on building. God said so. I know you can dramatize now how he built it, how he can find the lumber, cutting himself trees. And my imagination is beyond that. But I tell you what I believe. I believe it was a piece of wood there that has to fit here. God permitted him to put it there in the exact spot. So there's no leaks on the place or nothing. And God honored what he has done. It was the word of God. You know, and Noah was a preacher of righteousness for 120 years. He didn't care what's going on. How he got withstood all the scoffers without having the word of God. The word of God, the life started becoming in him, more and more, more and more. Until the judgment came, then, although there wasn't a cloud appearing or nothing, Noah experienced something. Now he's in the ark. Listen to this in closing. That's a few pages, but I'm going to leave them alone. The mysterious things that people will not see. The scripture tells us in Matthew 24, as it was in the days of Noah. Friends, I believe what the scripture says. I believe word by word what he said in Matthew 24. And listen to this. As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, Matthew 24, 37, but as it in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Listen. Here we have a box. Call it an ark. All of a sudden, God's Spirit put the instinct in the animals. They start moving in. And I believe Noah didn't have to push them where they belong. They went in the right place. You know why? To balance the weight. I believe that. You don't put an elephant with so many pounds, the other side a parakeet on the other side, it will tip over. God had a way to do it and he spoke to them. Because he's God. Finally, Noah gets in. And his family. And what Noah had done? Nothing. But God shut the door. Am I right? God shuts the door right there now. If God shuts a door, no man can open it. And for 7 days, there was no judgment or rain or nothing. What was it? Silence. Don't think, friend, that the rapture will take place. And then that's the time that everything finishes. No, it's finished way before that. People will think that they're getting saved, but they go to church and they are not. People will become so religious, they think they are getting saved. But when the door shut, God shut the door and nobody knew it except God. Noah now inside, first day. Family asked, what are we doing now? In a box. Just stand still. God said so. His daughter comes around and says, how long are we going to be here like prison? God said so. Stay here. Don't worry. And all of a sudden, the rain started falling. The door was shut. All kinds of noises outside. Open for us. Open for us. No, I cannot open it. No preacher can open the door for you, friends. You get in before judgment strikes. You think you have the time in your hands to control it? Absolutely not. You say that right before the end, I will stay there and I say, Lord, save me in a second and everything will be all right. No, no, no. The door can be closed or it's already closed and the people don't even know it. The revival is over. So the door was closed. The people were knocking. All of a sudden the rain starts. What the people will do? They start running up the mountains. More up in the mountains. The crowd up there. We hope it's going to rain. Noah, where are you? You preach to us now? They look around. There's a box floating. The rain was pouring and the box was flowing up there. Why? God's word is fulfilled. He says, I'm going to destroy you. He did. But they flowed. Soul will be one day. The bride of Christ will be raptured. And the earth is going to be burned. There wasn't one drop of rain fall before Noah got in, and the 7 days of silence, and then it rained. And after it started raining, nobody can stop it with buckets. So you look at today and you say, now, we got plenty of time to meet with the Lord. You have no time at all. Because let me tell you something. Scripturally, I don't know. I don't say it is. I don't know. It might be over right now, and we don't know it. It might be in a closed door, and the judgment is coming, you know, in the time of silence. I don't know. I'm not the one close the door. I'm not the one open the door. I'm not the one assigning the time. I'm not. But the Scripture says there was total silence for 7 days. When I go to church, I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you if you are truly saved by the blood of Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost. It's needed, friends, today. That's what we'll be praying next Wednesday. For the needy, spiritual needs that we have, the Lord to touch us. Remember, people are there sick. The Lord's willing, Tuesday we're going to go down to visit Sister Ali to get some lunch with us. It's as Alzheimer's. It's a terrible disease, isn't it? A terrible disease. The other people. Brother Robertson, it's prayer. It's not a shouting, you know. Good to see you, sister. How are you? Fine. How's everybody? No, it's a question of how much we pray. You see, what do you pray for? The Lord to touch him and the Lord to sustain the family. The Lord can give the strength to sustain, friends. People will blow their stack, walk out of the door with the suitcases, leave me alone, I'm not going to come back. That's the size of life today. But we live in an hour that the door is shutting or it's already shut. Then we tell the people, get saved. Oh, yes, I was baptized, praise the Lord. Feel with the Spirit. Oh, yeah, I feel. Friends, get closer to God. Judgment is coming. Judgment probably is already here. We don't even know it. But that's all you can say. Every imagination and thoughts of man's heart were evil continuously. I think the city of Mesa tried to pass an ordinance. Now the parents are fussy. They don't want the nude magazines right in the cash register of the supermarket. Where would you go without the protection of God? Everything is evil around. Where would you go? Nowhere. You cannot close your eyes and walk the street. Your eyes are open, but you know what? The Holy Ghost can blind you to things that's not His. And I believe in that. Amen? I believe in that. Let's stand. Wait on the Lord. Pray, seek Him with all your heart. Let's sing that chorus, "They that wait upon the Lord." And I'd like to ask Brother Gordon to close us in a word of prayer. "They that wait upon the Lord." Amen. "They that wait upon shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord.